Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun.
Actually, Mr. Apocalypse is not here at the moment. He is, I mentioned earlier that he had fall from a ladder, presumably working on his new abode, and he has broken a hip, and boy, gosh darn, he was there the whole day, or some large part of it, before he was discovered, and he is now in the hospital. He had surgery. He's now in the hospital working on the healing. So the listener, and thanks, I wrote in and I forgot who sent it. I can quickly. I got so much email, most of it junk. So it's not like I, anyway, I'll here it is. I guess it's Hall. Yeah, just up anonymous. Okay, so there you go. Less visible in Mr. Anonymous or Ms. Anonymous. So we're going to do a little meditation. Oops. I have to look at my programming. I think I'm going to have to interrupt the break. So take a deep breath. Adjust this a little bit here. There we go. Take a deep breath, hold it in, relax. Well, you're going to relax, but you're going to be paying attention to that breath. Breathing it in, holding it, and deliberately letting it out. Letting it out. Waiting a second. Deliberately bringing it in. Wait a second. Deliberately bringing it out. That's what you're going to do. While we picture at your midsection a ball of light starting in the middle of you, middle of your being. It's about the color of the sun. I like it. A little, it's faint at first, and it gets stronger and stronger as you breathe. You're breathing in, and you're visualizing that you're breathing in the energy of God, the Holy Spirit, Chi, Prana, the stuff that makes everything. I guess Carl Sagan, who's now passed on, could attest that this is the star stuff he referred to. And as you breathe in and breathe it out, what you're doing is effectively cleaning your area. You're exciting all your energy, getting rid of the negativity, opening up your pathways, cleaning the vessel, as it were, before you share this energy with less. As you breathe in, each time it grows and grows, starts filling in your midsection. It fills in your legs, arms, head, and eventually, along the way, you will be a glowing individual. Reminds me of what I think was in Revelation, talking about Jesus being hands and feet of burnished bronze. And so as you breathe in and you fill and excite and clean and clear all your being full of pure energy from God, you want to exhale that next time and shine on, but in your local area. You want to clean the area around you as well. So as you turn on like a big flashlight, all the little shadows and negativity and ne'er-do-well entities who are priding you and poking you to try and get suck off your fear and confusion all just flutter away, because you can't stop. Shadows have no power over the light. It's just the law of physics. So as you breathe in and as you breathe out and fill that area around you, clearing and cleaning, shadows are flying. Your room is now swept and kept. And as we look out, we want to picture less visible, relaxing and lounging in the lounge chair without the lounge chair, in the center of the universe. We call upon all peoples of goodwill to join us as we send this energy, as you're breathing in and you're shining out and clearing and cleaning, we're going to now take a breath and we're going to send this energy out toward less visible, sitting in the lounge chair, without the lounge chair, in the center of the universe. As you look, you see the little lines forming and around him, and you'll see like a haze around him as this energy starts to grow, go in like a gravity well around his outside and through. And it goes in beautifully because it's all part of everything. Everything is compatible with God's energy, even evil, except it's so foreign to them that they pull back from it. But God does not ascend it. He sends the rain on both the just and the unjust, and his life force as well. So as we're sending this energy to Les, it's going to soak in from his front side and clear and clean and push out everything around so that it's nice and moist with the energy of God. Back flush the system, open up the pores, if you will, and get his own system jump-started. You know, when you fall, he's there for a whole day out there. That's a lot of stuff. A lot of things can get bent and twisted along the way, not just a leg. So we want to have that go through and just kind of wash over and clear and clean with the love of the inevitable. And it just wash over. I just see it washing and soothing and cute. It's beautiful. So now, basically, this whole thing is about four different things. One, it's going to go in and open up and clear and clean and prime his own system. We all have this system. We all have the system, and sometimes things interfere, things get backed up. I have to watch the... And so that's the first thing. Second thing is going to go through and like a big comb and comb through the tangles of all the energy, balancing, clearing, cleaning, tuning, so that every vibratory piece of less visible is tuned to the perfection for him in the here and now. The energy just goes through, and everything that may be a little bit out of balance or out of phase all just gets loved right back on the track and the tune. It goes through the entire body. And also concentrating on his hip where it's broken, so that any damaged material can also be then changed to have the frequency of clear, clean tissue, healthy tissue, optimal tissue for less visible at this space-time. In this time of his life, it's perfectly going through a clearing, cleaning, and healing. And anything that may have happened, maybe didn't know about as well. There's nothing that can hide from this wash, this wave wash, giant wave of love energy that just goes through and clears and cleans and helps. The third thing would be to bring to mind consciously things that he can do along this healing process, things that he can do, see, learn, understand. It brings to mind, his energy brings it up to the surface from the subconscious into the conscious so one can deal with it and then make choices best on that for the highest, best good of all involved. Remember, this happened to us, but there may be other people involved in this whole process. So we want this stuff to come up to his consciousness to act on the highest, best good for all involved. And the third thing, or fourth thing, would be just simply charge him up with this energy. Charge up with the love energy of God. Charge it up, charge it up. Charge it up. Whenever I want to be reminded of the love of God, I think of Les when he talks about his dogs and how they just love you. Now, you don't know, you can be fat, skinny, old, young, pretty, rich, poor. It don't matter. The dogs love you. God loves you. And that no matter what has happened and what is, God is there just loving you. And all it takes is us to realize it. That's very humble. And he just wants to love and be loved. And he's there with the ultimate love. So we're filling him with this love. So then as doctors work on him, it could be used like a lightning bolt to give some kind of ideas. It can be used like a battery or a magnet to pull to less the things that he needs at this time. Resources, ideas, healers, healings, whatever would be come through, you actually acquire a type of a magnet to pull these things through space-time. And then, with step three, bring the mind to recognize these things as they come your way so that they can be used in the healing process. Our consciousness, our active, a lot of the things that happen to us are because of the unconsciousness of things that affect us. We want to bring that to the consciousness. So this whole healing thing is a wonderful multi-pronged approach to healing the ailment, finding out why it's there, what to do to prevent things from happening, to learn whatever can come with it. A lot of time, transient things have a lesson, have a package, have information. And remember, we're all connected. So people in Les's life who are listening, think about this and think about how you may be involved in this process somehow. And just keep sending the energy. Keep sending the energy. He's been through a lot of things and made it through. Many times alone. At least he has the ineffable with him. But now we're here with him. We want to know how we can help. And right now we're sending this energy. People are listening in the archives. Of course, I hope you've been going along with this. Remember, when this is done, you'll get a shot of energy later on tonight, tomorrow, when the archives are listened to. I will send this to post with Martin. He can maybe want to post it on one of his websites. People can listen and they can send this love energy to Les and do it in their own way. Just send this energy. It's streaming through. It's just wonderful. I'm going to stop talking and concentrate more on it, and you do as well. Just listen to the music and breathe in and breathe out and send this energy less visible. Clearing and cleaning. Healing and loving. Alrighty. Healing love and energy to less visible, who fell down off a ladder and lie for a day. Gosh. You know, we'll be hearing some blogs and talk from that time on, so hold in there. We'll be right back after this little break. And we'll be bringing Jim Schultz on to do live readings and psychic commentary. So hold on there. We'll be right back live on Feet to the Fire.